In just a minute, Bill appoints a new head of the Department of Limerick Affairs. It's Dr. Rhymey Jackson. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, a new restaurant has opened here in Chicago. We're very proud. It features a number of dishes from dozens of countries around the world. What is this restaurant called?
McDonald's.
It is, in fact, called McDonald's. You are exactly correct. As you may know, McDonald's is based here in Chicago. This is where headquarters is. They just opened a new big headquarters building not far from here, and they included a restaurant which features a rotating menu of McDonald's dishes from restaurants around the world. It is a great way to experience what it's like to just hate yourself in a different country.
You know what, someone send a message to the McDonald's in the Europe. Have you ever been in Milan and been looking for a strawberry sundae at every McDonald's and find that they don't serve strawberry sundaes nowhere?
No, Brian.
I mean, that's what they need to focus on. Forget all this fancy pants, global restaurant stuff. Fix the stuff that people care about. Why isn't the ice cream machine working? Where are the apple pies? Why is this cheeseburger like cement hard and not soft?
You know, I'm surprised that you weren't the one adult that they let speak at the March for Our Lives event.
No, understand this.
Because you've got some pressing concerns here.
No, understand this.
When I was in India, they had
Who am I on the panel with?
World travelers, but
jeez,
it's not a big deal.
Honestly, I was in Peoria last week. You're in India. Have you been to Milan?
No!
Well, in India, you can get a McMutton burger because the cow burgers are sacred they don't do them.
Yeah, I know, it's very exciting. So presumably you'll be able to get one of those at this McDonald's sometime soon. They have a spicy chicken sandwich from Hong Kong. They have a Canadian-inspired pasta salad.
What?
That's what they like
that
in Canada.
That doesn't make sense.
And they have a version of the Happy Meal from France called the What is Happiness Meal.
You know what's really sad?
What?
Is that the next time that I'm on with Brian and Nagin, I will have gone to that McDonald's just so that I can see him as worldly.
Yes. Yes. Paula, the Wall Street Journal reports that the city of San Francisco is being, quote, terrorized by a new kind of commuter. Hundreds of people are using what to get to work?
Electric scooters.
Exactly right. These little motorized scooters. Adult scooter riders, or as they're known in many cities, jackasses, are taking over the streets and sidewalks of San Francisco. A number of these new startups are just putting out these electric scooters on the sidewalk you can rent with your phone, finally serving the many people who were just not quite hip enough to pull off riding a Segway.
So I think and even around your house in Santa Monica, Venice Beach, they have them, they were protesting because people just drop them off and walk away in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Birds or whatever, the bird scooter.
Yeah, the idea is that you ride it where you want to go, and then you lock it, and you just leave it there until someone else finds it and rides it away.
Oh, I've seen them everywhere. I've seen them in trees. People just leave them in the middle of the street. The worst thing I saw with one of those was near Venice, and I saw these two people, and they were trying to ride it while eating an ice cream cone. Ooh. And it wasn't working, and they just tried for like two blocks, like, nah. I was like, you look so stupid, and you're about to crash.
Let me ask you this, though, Brian. Yeah. Which Venice?
It was... Well, it was the Make America Great Again Venice.
Can I say though that in India, I literally
saw
it was like a family of four on a scooter.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You
just
see
one
it
scooter?
All the time.
You
one scooter, time. Family of four eating McMuttons.
Scoop, scoop, drop off, scoop, 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 get your scoop. Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play in air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show on June 21st at Tanglewood in the Berkshires. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Will calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in Minneapolis?
Oh, they're great. I mean, spring just started last week.
That's exciting. Everybody I know in Minneapolis, when you ask them how things are, they say they're great. You people are crazy. Well, Will, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
I play doctor. That's no drastic perjury, because I'm just a few weeks past the nursery. I snip and I tuck, and I'll puff your lips up. This game lets me do...
surgery?
What kind of surgery?
Plastic surgery?
Yes, plastic surgery. So
exactly.
Apparently, free plastic surgery phone games are all the rage among little kids. The makers of the apps, like Beauty Clinic Plastic Surgery, say that letting kids give cartoon characters liposuction and nose jobs makes going to the doctor less scary and help kids identify problem areas on their own faces. On the other hand, sane people think this is horrifying. And the only thing worse than a child afraid of needles is a kid excited about them. Mommy, after my booster shot, can I get some Botox injections? Well, here is your next limerick.
This dinner is a bit of a dud. Let's hope life rushes in with a flood. I hope when we eat that it's juicy red meat, because they started by draining our...
blood?
Yes, blood. Great news. Dinner parties are now even more unbearable. Awful wealthy people in London are now throwing what they're calling health optimization dinner parties. And it's just as fun as it sounds. So what happens? You get there, they take your coat, and then they take your blood.
No.
A real nurse's aide takes everybody's blood, and then they analyze it, and then you talk about your results over your very healthy dinner. It's like, oh, looks like my cholesterol is a little high. How about you? Ooh, I've got hepatitis.
Wow. Well, you know what?
And what's for dinner? Is it just like you're eating dirt or whatever? Like, what is for dinner?
Well, I mean, they serve very healthy foods because it's all about improving your health. So they take your blood and they analyze it and they serve all these healthy foods. And then they have someone talk about like nutrition and health and so on and so forth.
I thought you were going to say that they took your blood and then they custom made your dinner to what you needed.
That would and be so better.
You know, yeah. they just like, they gave you like an exam. So like there would be one person at the table that was not, you know, too thin. And so they're getting like ice cream. You know, and they're sitting beside somebody who need, you know, just eating kale.
Here, Will, is your last limerick.
We put Chardonnay in a beer stein. Oh, yes, we are crossing that line. Take some sour ale mash, add a Pinot Gris splash. Yes, our craft beer is brewed with white...
wine?
Yes, indeed. White wine beer. You never have to choose between beer or wine again, thanks to Bwine. It's a beer made from Chardonnay. Finally, the perfect thing to pair with your foie gras nachos. It comes from Curious Brewery in the UK and has reviewers saying, just drink a glass of wine. What is wrong with you?
My question with this wine situation is, what happens with the beer before wine? Never fine, wine before beer, never fear. Like, where do we stand on
that? What is that? I never heard that.
That sounds like witchcraft.
What? Yeah, what is that?
That's like, there's all the things that you drink a certain type of liquor before other things or
no,
whatever.
No, I never heard that.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Is that so like, you know, oh, like when you get married, like something blue, something you, something
yeah,
new?
Yeah, what is that? Is that like a little...
it's like trying
like
to...
a little nursery
it's
rhyme
like
or
yeah,
something?
Like what little is Muppet, set on the tuffet.
I just really want a drink. That's where I am on this.
I've not heard of these little
we've broken Peter's
you
will.
Have, you yeah. have. Let's find out how Will did. Bill, how did Will do in our quiz?
From Bwine to blood, he's on the mark. Got him all right.
Congratulations. Well done, Will. Thanks so much for playing our game. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Bye-bye.
There are only three things